Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedian Dylan Vetelana in studio, plus more Nip Lips color talk and Vag. It's all coming up right after this.
Gary had an accident, remember, when he wasn't wearing his helmet and he
claimed
crashed
he's okay.
on a motorcycle.
Hold on. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom Show is Gary Geese.
Hey, Gary, yeah, listen. I
understand you're getting divorced.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, ain't much you can do about it. Except, you know, write it off to jealousy.
Jealousy.
She's jealous because of my bad monkey I keep in the basement.
your bad monkey?
I mean, everybody, you know, everybody's got a...
Lower companion, I know
lower
that.
Lower companion, a dark elf monkey.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't know it was a dark elf monkey.
Oh, yeah.
So it's actually a simian-esque, then, is this an actual furry monkey, or is this kind of an illusory spectral monkey, some kind of ghost-like creature?
You know, Tom, it really is just kind of a symbol of everybody's darker side.
I see. Mm. So you can't actually see the monkey. Do you have to feed the monkey?
Oh, hell yeah, I can see the monkey.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Where are you from?
You can see the monkey.
Can anyone else see the
there
monkey?
There you go.
I don't really know. I mean, you know, I suppose if everybody looked hard enough in my basement,
mm-hmm.
you'd see a little 3-foot monkey with his feet crammed in pointy little elf shoes.
So,
I mean, if you know where to look, you know, back behind the hot water heater.
So, your lower companion monkey, dark side monkey, he lives behind the hot water. Is it a gas or electric hot water heater?
Well, I don't know what the hell that's got to do with it. It's a gas heater, 50-gallon model.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He doesn't live back there.
He doesn't?
Oh, he just stays back there?
He tends to hide back there when I'm coming downstairs.
Why is that?
Well, one time I got mad and I kicked my monkey.
Oh, my.
Don't kick your monkey.
You know, that's what happens when you don't listen to your dark monkey.
Does your little monkey wear shoes?
He crammed in little pointy elf shoes.
Oh, he's got the elf shoes on. See, I was confused.
And, of course, the little vest and the fez.
And the fez.
So your
monkey...
Your dark companion has a fez.
Oh, yeah.
What, do you have a name for your dark companion?
Well, you know, that's not really important.
I'm just curious. How do you address your dark companion, dark side monkey?
Of course, by his name, Theodore.
Theodore.
I see.
Yeah. Okay,
well, thanks, Gary. I that really cleared it up for me.
Well, you know, I appreciate them coming and asking me about when the bad monkey.
Now, wait a minute. We're hearing
that. Hey, I heard that monkey.
In the basement, monkey.
I heard that.
Well, of course you heard it.
You're not making that sound, are you?
No, of course I. No, of course I ain't making that noise.
No, I heard him talking at the same
time. I did too.
I think there really is a monkey.
There might be a monkey here. Why you think there wouldn't be a monkey?
There's a monkey there.
Is your monkey trained?
What do you mean by trained?
Well, I just wondering if
he do any tricks.
Can he do anything besides wear the elf shoes?
Well, I mean, likes to jerk off and throw poop. Pretty much your typical monkey.
Teach him that?
Now, I'm going to get back to the uniform. He's wearing pointy elf shoes and a fez.
And a vest.
Okay. Yes. Is he wearing any trousers?
Oh, no, no. The monkey don't wear trousers.
What about a diaper?
That's why it makes it possible for him to throw.
That's no diaper.
That's what I was wondering. So he can just...
it's really hard to be a dark elf companion monkey when you're wearing a diaper.
Yeah,
sure. People don't take you seriously if you've got a diaper.
It was a dark diaper, though.
But of course, it does make it a little bit easier to get the kid party gigs blowing up the balloon.
If you get the diaper.
Exactly.
All right.
Well could you send our best to Theodore, Gary? We have to go now.
Thanks, Gary.
You know what I think?
What?
I think I might have me some biscuits and mustard.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
Right.
Bye.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We were discussing a new product out there for women. It is a company that matches your the color of your nipples to your lipstick, which apparently is supposed to be send out some sexual vibe.
I don't know about that. I think it's supposed to help you decide which color of nude lipstick is best for your skin tone.
Nude lipstick is big right now.
There are tons
again,
of
again
them.
If you tell if you say to a man, by the way, I'm wearing lipstick.
My lips match my
nipples.
Yeah.
Oh. And is he going to, what is he supposed to say? Well, prove it.
Right. Gosh, Donnie'd be like, oh, so they're chapped?
No!
Pretty funny.
Uh-oh.
Bleeding, are they? Well, that's a shame. Okay.
Gosh.
No, this seems like a Kardashian way to make money somehow.
I don't think you can weigh in on anything like this, okay?
No, it's ridiculous. This is like Pat Godwin launching a product that Pat's hair dye matches the skids in his underwear.
First of all, I don't wear underwear.
For starters.
Let's start there.
Why would you say that?
He's your friend.
My God.
You guys are best friends.
No, I mean, you don't pick your hair dye based on your nipple color, do you?
Well, my hair dye is medium ash brown by L'Oreal 6A. That's what I use.
And your nipple color is what color?
I don't know. A mocha?
I bet you have dark nipples.
Have all the MRIs and X-rays affected the color of your skin?
I bet you have dark nipples.
Why don't you just open your shirt and show us?
Oh, yeah, show it. No.
Take it off.
So Pat and I are working on a song, and I call him 2 days ago. Hey, listen, can you come over and do the session right now? No, I got a doctor's appointment. So I call him yesterday. I go, hey, listen, we're ready to do the song. I've got it all ready for you. Can you come over and do it? No, why not? Well, I'm waiting for an MRI all day.
Were you really all day?
Yeah, we're doing the song today, Tom, at 11 o'clock. So
no, you never got your MRI.
No, but I mean, the point is, you spent most of the last 48 hours waiting to get an MRI on something
that you never got.
No, what's wrong now?
Why
can
didn't
you tell us?
Yeah, it's a little hip pointer kind of a thing.
Uh-oh.
Or sciatica, maybe. Huh?
Might be a growth, man.
An IT band problem.
It's not a growth.
Oh.
A lot of pain. Could just be inflammation. Yeah,
maybe we get a physician to diagnose this rather than one of us.
I know. Well, I've been walking around.
I think based on your nipple color, it's obviously.
Yeah. I've been walking around nude, so that thing slaps to the left.
Oh, man, Jesus.
There we are.
That thing, of course,
color.
is gut. Goiter.
Ace. Ace said his gut.
Ace with the three-pointer, which, of course, means, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that. That man is Ace Cosby. It's time for the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Well, you know, kids have been learning to cook at a very young age. You have your cake lady
sure.
And stuff.
Absolutely.
In Italy, they start making pizzas really young.
Really?
Do they?
Yeah. You know what they cut their pizzas with?
No.
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Didn't see that coming. Very specific. See,
Little Caesars.
It's very funny. I like that very much. So are either of you ladies, any of you ladies, rather, willing to try this Nip Lips?
It's really confusing as to how you're supposed to find out what color matches.
So we take a picture
and send
it?
I'm not downloading anything.
No
way.
Don't take a
I will.
Is it a website?
Yeah, it's a website.
I'll do it. Because, like I said, you could take a little picture and then edit out anything, and it's just going to look like a skin tone.
But they're going to match your name with your nip when they send it to you.
Oh, and look, I can have PJ.
The Russians will have it.
I can take the picture of your boob. I'll have PJ Photoshop the hair out.
Oh, my God.
Well, she is Italian.
I promise you, Italian or not, I don't have hairy nipples.
Well, you know, she gets serious now.
You guys we're joking around all about. Show your nips.
Yeah.
We put it behind a paywall, right? Yeah. The listeners have to guess whose nipple belongs to who.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a great
there we go. Oh, there we go.
Nothing about lipstick, though. Just,
I guarantee you
just the boys, though.
Just yeah. the boys.
Okay.
Well, as far as we know. Oh.
Here's the, this is a good idea from Dean. Get the color chart. What is it called? Pantone?
Yeah.
The swatches.
The swatches.
But there isn't one I looked
for. Match
them up. You can't find one on there? See, that's what I know that I could match looking at it. I wouldn't.
Here's the thing, though. We recently painted my 3-year-old's room.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the paint store, and it looks one color.
Oh,
and then we got home and painted the wall, and it was supposed to be a very, like, a creamy white, and it was purple.
Was the 3-year-old upset about the color of their room?
I'm not saying.
3 years old.
You know, it's why I was just saying to Kelly the other day, 4 years ago, she was inside you, and now she has all these opinions.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
No, mommy, it's too purple.
Yeah. So anyway, no, but I'm saying that depending on the light, if it's fluorescent lighting mm-hmm. or where the daylight comes in, it can affect everything. Now, Christy, you were reading about this nip lips thing, and they're saying that your nipples change color throughout the day?
Yes, they do. No. You're supposed to, you can take pictures at different times of the day, if they're cold, if it's hot, if it's light, you know, the light of the sun is composed to being as opposed to being in the house. Yeah. They're wet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If they're wet,
they're erect.
Whatever.
Do you feel like you're being taken when you read about something like this?
Do
you feel like just send us the picture?
This is one of those scams.
They only have nine.
Absolutely.
They only have 8 colors anyway.
Oh, psh.
Come on.
Really?
Oh, even the Crayola people have 128.
Didn't we read somewhere one time that there were only like 3 different colors of basic colors of nipples or something like that?
That's not true.
No, brown pink false. And no, dark pink or false. Something. Is that right?
Well, if you get a twister, then it turns purple.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Ah, of course.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The twister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't say
the T word.
Uh-huh.
Double T.
Now, I had a date with someone. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. You had a date with someone?
Yeah.
Wait. Are we talking 2000s?
It wasn't.
Are we back in the 90s?
It wasn't this century.
It was 84. And
The
woman had nipple covers. Is that a thing?
What is nipple cover? What does that mean?
It goes on the nipple, and that way they're
is
not.
Is it like tape?
Like little pasties.
Like a circle. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, so because she doesn't want her nipples to show through her shirt.
She wears them a lot.
She had a jutting problem?
No, wait. So she was covering up her nipples or she wanted it to look like her nipples were erect all the time?
Them up because they're
covering because they're hard all the time.
Oh, see, I know girls that do it the opposite.
Wow. To make them
have, to make it look like they have.
Sounds hard all the time. Sounds like Josh in high school.
Me right now.
Just because he's not here doesn't mean we can't make fun of him.
Why wouldn't she just wear a bra?
The old THO.
She doesn't like wearing a bra.
You know what the THO.
Nobody likes wearing a bra.
Well,
maybe she was just coming from running a marathon.
Exactly.
And she needed to cover them up.
Didn't want to chafe.
Didn't want to chafe.
So I have a question. Are they glued on? How do you get them on?
No, it's like a stick. It's like a reusable adhesive.
You have to kiss it first.
You lick it.
Oh, shut up, Pat.
Who has lips?
I mean, is it like Band-Aid stick-em?
No, because when you tear it off, it is not painful. It is, and you can reuse it again.
No, but I had a real bad cut on my hand here between the thumb and the forefinger, and I had to wear these Band-Aids, and every time you take them off, that goop, I'd have to get that goo going.
Okay, it's not that. They make Band-Aids that are the same material as these nipple covers. They're a gel Band-Aid. They're a little bit thicker.
So they come right off.
So they come right
off.
So
it's like a sticky note.
Kind of. And you can reuse it,
It's like the veal cutlets, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Or fakies.
Yeah.
You know, fakies.
I tried my first adhesive bra this year, though.
Oh, falsies.
Your first what?
The adhesive bra, where it's like you have the backless dress.
Yeah. Completely open. Right. Did it work?
It just holds everything up.
It worked?
It's crazy. And you can actually reuse it.
Wow.
Did it work?
Could we go back to using the word falsies, by the way?
Falsies.
That's such a great word.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I learned that in junior high school? Yeah, you know, Bilski, she's wearing falsies.
So falsies are just
Harry.
The things that you put in your bra.
Yeah. People used to use toilet paper back in the olden days.
Right.
Disappointing many a kid at the drive-in. Are you going to investigate this nip lip thing?
I'm already investigating it. They only have eight colors. And
which, no way.
There's no, first of all, you're right. No way. And some of the colors are, if, I mean, I've not seen a lot of women naked, but if your nipples are that color, wouldn't you be a problem?
Whoa!
What color is that?
Those are Washington Redskins maroon.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They are. That is a dark maroon.
It is a dark maroon.
So is it? So do they take the color of your areola and make find a color that's?
They just they only have.
Do they match
they have eight
them?
Colors?
Okay.
Is what
I prefer
it says
the
here.
Term silver dollar.
Do they match them, or do they just find a color that complements?
I think this is sort of a scam.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I can't even match the foundation when I'm in a store.
I know,
my
that's
face
true.
Is there, and I can't make it match, let alone send them a picture.
It's a website. You send a naked picture of yourself and pay them.
Yeah.
It's definitely a scam.
Yeah. No, it's not. And yes, you send it to patgodwin.com. It's no scam. It's secure, Jess.
All right, okay. Let's move on. Jess, if you want to do some investigation to this and dig deep, as we say, that'll be great.
Okay, I will. We'll see what happens.
And the Christy Nips thing was an idea that Christy had.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I wish you had her face just now.
I never had that idea.
Well, some idiot on our show had that idea.
But it was an appetizer?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
like cheese nips?
Ritz cracker with cheese nips and a little...
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten there was another component.
There's another cracker. Yeah. There's
you know something?
Component.
I'm sorry I brought it up. And I'll just call HR for you, Christy. We've been discussing this nipple lip thing. It's a company that makes lipstick designed to match your nipples. And
it's basically a marketing scam.
It is. I
it's
downloaded
a total
the app.
Marketing scam.
Yeah, I downloaded the app, and I am to the part where I have to take a picture.
Well,
and there are eight colors, so they're going to pick one. I can look at all eight colors right now and tell you which one is going to be closest.
Can we guess? Can we guess? Can we?
Go ahead.
Maroon.
We can put all eight colors up, and you can guess if you'd like.
It isn't. It doesn't match your nipples. It matches what is complementary to your skin tone on your nipples.
So you get to show your face and it's going to match your lipstick.
Exactly.
No, it would be better if they took a picture of your boob and sent it in.
You know, a guy named Cletus. That's Paul, like that one looks good.
I like Cletus as a name.
Yeah.
Pat, can you give me a little guitar? Give me a little bit of
sure.
Kind of a soft, like a perfumey thing. That kind of perfume ad just kind of, you know, here at Vagtone.
Vagtone? Now we jumped it up.
We'd like you to send us a photograph.
Mr. Subtle. Tom the Hammer Griswold.
No, I'm saying it's the same thing. Thank you very much. It's a scam.
Yeah, it is.
It's just all we're talking about them.
But again, if
I guarantee you they've sold a lot of lipstick
right now. I bet they have,
I think they'd sell more if their website wasn't so confusing.
Yeah, I agree. It's terrible. You have to download the app almost.
You have to download the app to do this. And so I'm to the part now where it says, this is why Nip Lips needs access to the camera so they can take a picture of their nipples.
No.
I think Chick nailed it. This is either the Russians or the Chinese.
Right.
There's some guy going, Vladimir, check out these. Huh? More vodka.
God.
We can find the complimentary boxer for you. Just send us a picture of your show.
That's right.
Okay, well, let's
really
move on.
I
pretty
eyes.
Much guess myself.
Let's find out more about Dylan. Yeah. You said you're single.
Do you use
the apps?
I don't like using the apps. I don't like using the online dating stuff. It's too specific.
What do you mean?
Oh. Like everybody's got their own, you know? Like Christians use Christian Mingle. I get it. Jewish people use jdate.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rednecks, ancestry.com. Very specific. I'm glad you guys laughed. That joke does not work everywhere.
It's ancestry. I think you pronounced it wrong. We have.
I think ancestry was implied.
You got a nice head of hair there. Good looking guy. No facial hair.
No. I shaved like 2 weeks ago, so.
Yeah, oh, is that the case? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on puberty, so.
He's a fresh-faced young
comedian. Can we guess how old you are?
Yeah.
26. No?
No.
No? It's not 26.
You can go around the table if you'd like.
I'll go with 29.
30?
29.
I'm 57.
Holy hell.
God, if you could bottle that.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's
nuts. Nice.
Bottle it and match your lips tone.
Now, were you an athlete in college?
No, I was not an athlete in college.
I walked in the middle of the conversation. You went to, what, Virginia Tech?
Or VCU? I went to VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. Oh, okay. Richmond, nice. Virginia. And I was not an athlete in college or high school. I played sports in high school, but I was not an athlete.
Oh, okay. I see.
Is there a difference? Not,
yeah, yes, I just wasn't good. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's Virginia Tech. There's Virginia. Mm-hmm. There's Virginia Commonwealth. Is there a Virginia?
There's a Virginia State.
Is there a Virginia Ag?
There's a Virginia State. No yeah. kidding.
There's a Virginia Union.
Virginia
Ag.
Yeah. The T-shirts.
Virginia, there's a Santa Claus.
The badge. Oh, the badge is what he's shooting for. Oh, come on.
Don't be sorry.
They sell a disproportionate you know what? Amount of merch.
After all these years, you got me. I had no idea where.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in, into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.